podcast for content creators. I am Ty, and I am, as you would guess, a content creator. I want to start by saying thank you for listening, however you found the podcast, be it iTunes, SoundCloud, or Nerds Guild, or any of the various Twitter feeds out there. This podcast is something of a passion project for me. Like I mentioned, I am a content creator. I've dabbled in similar projects over the years, from podcasting to blogging, and my biggest passion, streaming. I've been a streamer in various aspects for well over a year and a half now. I started with Twitch. I moved over to Mixer. I primarily play Xbox games, some PC, but the switch from Twitch to Mixer was spurred by a few different things, but I think more than anything, you know, the broadcast aspect of it on the Xbox is just very simple, very easy. Makes it fun that way. I've been a part of many different stream communities where I've met hundreds, if not thousands, of different content creators. I've helped them along the way. I actually help build communities as well. So things like Discord communities, Twitter communities, stream communities, things like that. I've been a guest on multiple different podcasts. And throughout the entire experience, one of the biggest things for me was trying to find a way to help content creators either start, where to go, find, you know, a little solace in the fact that sometimes it can be a really lonely road. I remember starting off streaming. Yeah, I had friends to play games with or, you know, other people that streamed, but I never really had anybody to, like, help push me along the way and kind of hold my hand, if you will, in the beginning, kind of finding a lot of that stuff out on my own. So the reason I kind of created this podcast was, number one, to help content creators, whether it's giving them advice, teaching them, you know, some tips and tricks, but it's not just for streaming. Podcasting, blogging, vlogging, whatever it is, whatever type of content you create, YouTube videos, we're for you. So what we're going to do every week is I'm going to interview a different content creator from around the internet. Might be a podcaster one week, might be a YouTuber, might be a streamer, might be a blogger. And we're just going to kind of pick their brain, figure out where they started, what they do, you know, what their plans are to continue, things like that. And I'm hoping it kind of gives you a little bit of perspective, hoping it helps those of you listening out there. And if anything, just creates some discussion along the way. So a little bit about me. Again, I said my name's Ty. Online, I go by Tiberius. It's kind of my gamer tag, my handle for everything I do. You can find me on Twitter. It's just at Tiberius, T-I-B-I-R-Y-U-S. Same thing on Xbox Live, Steam, Mixer.com/Tiberius. And like I said, I've been streaming for quite a while. I've been part of podcasts for quite a while. But more than anything, I'm a content contributor for NerdsGuild.com and also this podcast as well. And I am the writer of the Insatiable Gamer blog on NerdsGuild.com as well. So a little bit more, I guess, with this podcast, we're going to hope to come at you weekly. We've got quite a few really good interviews lined up to talk to different people from around the internet and just kind of pick the brain a little bit. If you ever have questions, please don't hesitate to throw them in the comments. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a message on Twitter. I do not mind. I love reaching out. I love helping people and so forth. So without further ado, our first guest and our first interview with this inaugural podcast is none other than Ryan, also known as McIrish on the interwebs. He is a podcaster. He does a lot. I mean, he streams quite a bit, but his primary passion is being a podcaster. Typically, he covers things like Blizzard games as well as World of Warcraft. So if you're into World of Warcraft or you just want to know a little bit more about how to get into podcasting, this one is for you. So without further ado, here's the interview. All right. I am with Ryan, also known as McIrish in many gaming circles and on his new podcast. Welcome to the first episode of Content for Creators. I appreciate you joining me. This is kind of a long time coming for me anyway, but I want to say thank you for joining me, because knowing somebody in the circle as a content creator that is actually lives so close to me is kind of nice. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. This is deja vu. As you were speaking those lines, that I remember myself not too many episodes ago saying those exact things to my guests on my very first episode. So
it's funny. Kind of funny. It is. It's interesting how things kind of come full circle like that. But we were talking earlier tonight about, you know, kind of some of the things that you were wanting to do, and it seems like we, or at least our mindset on like the whole community of content creators, is kind of similar as far as it being a saturated, I'd say, mess at times. Because if you consider the circle of content creation, I mean, it goes everything from streamers to YouTubers to podcasters to webisode creators. I mean, even vlogs can be thrown in there too, blogs, things like that. But like, so many people are able to do it. So many people it's so ubiquitous now. But tell me a little bit about you and like your background and how you got into doing what you do.
Absolutely. Again, like you were saying, my name is Ryan. I am originally from San Antonio, Texas, born and raised. And just kind of through various life situations, I have made my way up to the Midwest, where you and I both reside. But, you know, games have always been kind of at the heart of my creative passion, or just my imaginary side of myself. You know, I always joke around people in my real life and tell me I'm just a grown man child nerd, you know.
Oh man, that sounds so familiar. I feel like I hear that from my wife constantly.
You know, and that's never going to change. You know, like when I met my better half, that was the first thing I told her. I was like, I'm nerdy. I loved doing things outdoors. I'm just kind of a unique person. So if that's not your cup of tea, you know, by all means. I worked in the ag industry for a long time, and that's really big in where we're at right now. But I spent a lot of my days, you know, kind of out on the farm on a tractor, you know, working outside, whatever. And when I come home at night, World of Warcraft and the games I was playing were kind of my escape and something I've always been pretty passionate about ever since high school. You know, I remember playing anywhere 5 to 7 days a week, 5 hours at a time. That's how much we raided in WoW and played games. And I remember getting blisters on my thumbs from my video, you know, my Nintendo 64 Absolutely. The story goes on and on. And that's something that's never changed for me. You know, as I've grown up, obviously I've cut back, you know, the 14, 16 hour stretch days where I sit and just play games all day, but the passion has always stayed there.
Sure.
The creative component of my life didn't really fester until, it's kind of funny, I actually just answered this question on another interview I did, but around 2008, I kind of one of those people, like, you know, you have the same mentality, I think, you know, as we've talked off and on, but I get really into whatever I'm doing and really competitive with it.
Yep.
And it's a hard habit for me to break. And so, and I have a hard time playing games casually. So if I can't be good at it, it's something I don't typically do. But with WoW, that's something I've always been really into. And a lot of times I'll find myself with questions, you know, what is the best combination of gear, or what is the best proportions of secondary stats? And some of you may be unfamiliar with these terms, and that's okay. But the question, basically the gist of it is, I found myself having questions, very specific questions about this game as I'm trying to be competitive. And I would often relate it to, like, for people who are FPSers, or if you're just a content person, you're trying to talk to somebody about, you know, what is the best settings of my camera to use, or what is the best settings of my stream to use, or what are the best layouts, or what are the best color contrast with my layouts or my imagery to use, you know, all these very specific questions. And I found that I wasn't getting the answers I wanted, or people were unwilling to talk to me. And So then I started listening to podcasts, because, well, here's another outlet of potential information, another resource. And again, you know, I told you earlier when we were talking off the air, I would find myself going to these things and then leaving these resources, so to speak, whether it be website or podcast, often having more questions than I came there with.
Yep.
And that was very frustrating for me. And so I've had the idea for a podcast since 2008, arguably. And I never could get anybody to jump on board with me to do it. And I finally got frustrated and pulled the trigger by first joining on as a co-host with another person on another podcast I do. And then once I kind of got my feet wet and got, you know, kind of learned the ropes a little bit, I just went full bore into my own little project. And it's kind of been where I've at ever since.
It's really interesting to hear that, because it seems like a lot of people kind of have those little things that kind of tip them over or push them off the edge. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people are saying all the time, the internet has all the answers. Well, it's true, but sometimes the answers are completely illegible, or, you know, it just doesn't answer like the really tiny questions. I've found myself so many times, like even, you know, creating a podcast or doing a stream or something like that, where it's like you're trying to find a very, very specific answer to something that you feel like other people should know, but maybe it's just not even out there. So I think that like finding people or finding ways to get those answers is always kind of the difficult thing. And, you know, gladly you're on, because I think, you know, C4C is going to be something, or we'd like it to be something that, you know, can help people, whether it's a beginning podcaster, a beginning streamer, or even a vet. I mean, you've done 60 plus episodes of, you know, the podcast that you do, and you've, you know, been on podcasts that have been doing or have over 280 episodes. I think I saw on that most recent one you did the interview with. So, I mean, getting into this game, as I would call it, is easy. Being successful in it isn't that easy, especially when, you know, everything is measured in the content world by views and things like that. But, you know, I agree with you. I think that, you know, finding the answers is always kind of a difficult thing. So kind of knowing where to go and things like that are really nice. But you said you're a WoW player. Are there other games that you play besides WoW?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. And the games have always changed over the period of time. Sure. You know, when I first started playing games way back then, I was really into FPSs. I started back playing Counter-Strike when it was still in its original beta stages. Oh, you know? Yeah. You know, I played back when Cal was still a thing, OSG, I think, was the other league at the time. Then I had a period of time where I was really into MOBAs. I played a ton of Dota. And then, you know, once I kind of got into WoW, it was kind of history for me. But Blizzard, the company that makes WoW, is a fantastic company and make phenomenal products. And they have a slew of other games, and most notably are Overwatch, for the people who are not. Yeah. In the WoW scene, they probably are familiar with Overwatch. It's huge right now, and it's in my opinion, is taking esports to a whole other level. And I think with a few other games out there right now, we're going to see that blow up even further. So I play a lot of Overwatch. I play some Hearthstone very rarely, but some Heroes of the Storm. Most of the time, I'm in Blizzard games, Diablo, that kind of stuff. But yeah. I've got the Fortnite bug. I've been playing a ton of Fortnite, both on my console and my PC. So
you and everybody else has the Fortnite bug, I think. I think it's like the most, obviously it's the most streamed game out there right now. But we were talking off the air too, like some of those original games, like you and I both cut our teeth with PC gaming. I mean, I had a Super Nintendo, but nothing ever got serious for me until like I picked up, what was it, Delta Force on PC, but then also that game was just ridiculous. But then the original Call of Duty came out. You know, Call of Duty 1 and 2 were kind of my initial dipping my toe into competitive, like somewhat competitive gaming. I mean, they had an online component to it, but it wasn't anything like it is now. You know, consoles came along, things like that. But it always seems like, you know, for me, Blizzard games have kind of been like my junior high, high school. I played StarCraft. I think you and I discussed that a while back too, that I played StarCraft all the way, you know, for forever. Even doing modded games, you know, Lurker D games, things like that. And then coming in, you know, stepped away a little bit. StarCraft 2 came out, played that a little bit. But you're right. I mean, Blizzard has been kind of one of those staple game companies for a long time. And I think with Overwatch changing the scene, not only with, you know, the esports scene, but also like the content creation in general. I mean, it's one of those things that's just getting huge. But so I guess as far as, you know, because you do two podcasts, one regarding, you know, Blizzard in general, the other one more focused towards WoW, do you think that specializing, because nowadays I think that a lot of content creators, it's different. Some people just are variety streamers and will, you know, stream things that their viewers want to see. Some people will focus. I am more of a focus streamer. I think I've been playing a lot of Fortnite and PUBG. I think I'm going to focus more on just Battle Royale in general because I am planning on picking up Call of Duty just for the Battle Royale experience to see how it is. I've always been a Battlefield person over Call of Duty, but with them coming out about the same time, I think it's going to be an interesting thing. But do you see specialization in content creation as a good thing, or do you feel like it needs to have a little bit more? Because I know you stream a little bit too, so.
No, and I think that's a fantastic question, and one that people often tend to not ask, and they should. Part of what drives me to be a creator isn't to be an entertainer, right? It's to be kind of like your idea with this. It's to be somebody who can provide a resource, can be a resource, you know, and provide a discussion that some people want to have or want to listen to, but they can't always find that outlet, you know, whether it be in written form, video form, audio form, doesn't matter. Specialization can be something that a lot of people are scared away from. And I don't think that's the case because when I go to the internet, whether I'm looking for a YouTube video or a podcast, whatever, I'm looking for something very specific, nine times out of 10. And I would love to find somebody who, you'll find a lot of these videos where it's just some person who they had a problem. And so they just decided to create a video because they had the problem. And don't get me wrong, those videos are great, but I often want to find somebody who's passionate about explaining those problems, can do it well. And again, going back to what I was saying, the specificity of the content is what I'm always looking for. I can get on the internet and read a website for myself if I want to find the broad news or the broad information. Right. That's, you know, not what I'm here for. So in my opinion, I think being specific and very narrow focused is a good thing because you're going to find people who are specifically looking for that and not as willing to pass over your content when you're not just some crazy entertainer, you know?
Yeah, and I think that, specificity, like you said, it can actually be kind of a double-edged sword for people. You know, if you're trying to cut your teeth and break into, say, the streaming scene, if you can get good at a game or get good at a specific style of game, I feel like that will be able to give you the ability to draw more people into your stream. If, say, you know, you are, I mean, look at Ninja, for instance. Obviously, he is probably one of the best Fortnite players in the world, ex-pro gamer, but he didn't start with Fortnite. You know, he came onto the scene as a pro gamer at one point, but he's specifically focused on Fortnite. You know, and you get these people that will go and say, I am only a PUBG player, or like you, I focus my podcast, I focus my time on WoW, and that's kind of where my content creation comes from. I feel like that gives you more credibility in the realm that you're looking for or looking to create the content in, if that is your, I guess, if that's your goal is to be a voice, or if your goal is to be you know, somebody that streams well, whatever it might be. I feel like focusing on one aspect of it will help you a lot in the long run, for sure.
Yeah. To be an authority in any sort of community is something that shouldn't be taken lightly, and I absolutely agree with you. You know, the credibility thing is big, and if you can't provide the information people are looking for, or you can't be something that people believe to be credible, it can be very, very tough.
Yeah, I mean, this realm of media is probably one of the most difficult, things to do. Like I said earlier, you know, it's super easy to get into. Anybody with an Xbox or a PlayStation can auto-stream from their console. You can stream. But if you want to be actually successful, I mean, there are definitely things, like, that people have above other people. Think about, you know, people running right now that, I don't know, I mentioned Ninja earlier, but, you know, you have, one of the guys that I had followed before for a while, the Old Men of Optic from Optic Gaming, Diesel used to be a pro Call of Duty player for Optic, and now he's part of their, I would say, their veteran squad that doesn't necessarily compete anymore, but he still streams under the name. I mean, some of these guys have been pro gamers for a long time, and they get their follows from that. Like, they have these follows funneled. People breaking into this have to have original content. But the problem with that is there's about 10,000 other people with original content very similar to yours. So it's like, you know, it's always kind of a give and take. It, you know, it's not about the best tools that you have. You don't have to have the best computer. You don't have to have, you know, the absolute fastest internet. You just have to be able to be good at what you do. And when it comes to streaming, I always tell people, like, the most important thing is to be able to talk to people. Like, if you can't talk to yourself, because I remember starting out, like, somebody told me this, and I thought they were absolutely nuts at first, but talk to yourself and commentate what you're doing, even if nobody's following. Because the moment that you don't, you're going to have somebody jump in, notice you're not talking, and jump right back out. And there's one follow or one view that you kind of lost. So it makes it kind of an interesting ball game. But podcasting is a little different. Tell me, like, really quick, why did you choose podcasting as your primary medium over, say, like, being a YouTuber or, you know, a streamer?
You know, it just kind of happens to be when I first started discovering content creation, that was kind of where I fell initially. I was looking for a specific piece of information. At the time, it was wintertime, and so I was spending a lot of time in the office at the job I was working at doing data input that we'd collected in our research fields. And so I had a lot of downtime, and I was falling asleep at my computer. I was bored, found myself being antsy, wanting to get home and play WoW.
Been there.
So, so I just started looking up podcasts, hoping to find something, somebody talking about the thing I was curious about. And I fumbled upon a few different ones, really fell in love with the discussion thing. And I've always been a talker. I've never met a stranger. And I've always been somebody who loves kind of sitting around the metaphorical fire and just discussing things, you know. So the podcast just was like, it really called to me, you know. So here I am.
And it's kind of interesting that you say that, because I think my first foray into content creation before I started streaming was podcasting too. So I don't know if you ever remember the game that was supposed to be huge and above all else called No Man's Sky.
Yep.
For, I don't know, I would say 5 months leading up into the inevitable, you know, retracted release of that game, I was doing a podcast with a couple guys regarding the game, because it was something like everything that they were saying, everything that we were promised was going to be amazing. Like, this game was going to be the be-all, end-all of, you know, space exploration and colonization and all that stuff. And, you know, we ran that podcast for a long time, up until release, actually, and then the game kind of just fizzled out, and that's when the podcast fizzled out. After that, I realized that, you know, for me, I mean, and we did pretty well within the community. I mean, we were supported by the Reddit, the unofficial Reddit page for the game. But it kind of came down to, like, I'm kind of more, when it comes to content creation, I like to rely on myself. I think we were talking earlier tonight about how, like, the guys I play with and game with, they tend to be more of the comedic relief while we're playing. I tend to be the one that's obviously talking. They don't care about the stream. They just care about having fun and playing. I'm more of the person that likes to, like, get in there and actually talk to the viewers and kind of explain what we're doing, things like that. But it came about that Ghost Recon Wildlands was going to be releasing. And I'm like, this game is something that I've been looking forward to way back when it was originally talked about at E3. So I decided to start up a podcast. And I did that up until release. And then after that, it kind of fizzled out again. So, like, it's kind of an interesting flow, because after that, I got into streaming on Twitch and then inevitably moved over to Mixer and those kinds of things, the evolution of it, because I know you don't just do podcasts, right? You also stream as well.
I do, and I also do a little bit of YouTube as well.
Yeah. So like the evolution, like the types of content you can create for each different, you know, area of the spectrum is kind of interesting, the way that it, you know, that it can evolve. I mean, I never would have thought I could put my face up on, you know, a TV screen while I'm playing video games and actually handle it. I don't have a problem, like you, I don't have a problem talking to anybody. But, you know, doing it that way was kind of an interesting situation. And now it's like, I actually kind of pride myself as a no-cam streamer just because it's easier. But I've got the overlay set up. I do all that kind of stuff. And it's like, that side of it's really fun. And then, you know, this podcast side, working on this podcast and, you know, putting the idea together of trying to do something to help other content creators is, you know, that's kind of my realm. That's where I thrive, is helping people and, you know, pushing people to do, like, if they have an idea, they want to do something, let's find a way to do it. Like you said, if there's a place on the internet to help people or to find that specific answer, that's kind of what we want to be. So, you said you do YouTube, you do some streaming and things like that. What is it about, like, creating content do you like? Like, why, I know you mentioned you did it, you originally got into it because you needed to find something specific, but what is it that pushes you to continue doing this and not give up on it?
Past the point of what initially got me into the content creation, thing that's kind of kept me going is the constant need to, or desire rather, to take on a new project, something I've never done before, and tackle it from that perspective, whether it be like right now in one of the podcasts that I do, my one, you know, my baby, my creation, that I've kind of taken on a new series where we're kind of breaking down classes inside of the game one by one and talking about them in a different respect that any other content creators do. And it's something that I've never done before, and I'm trying some new techniques with the stream, because we stream the show live. I've two co-hosts on the show, and I've had them fill out some spreadsheets kind of highlighting the different standardized topics as we break down each class. And So I've kind of dabbled with creating different scenes, you know, whereas one guy's talking, you know, the scene changes and it cuts my camera out, it cuts my third co-host cameras out, and it's just that one guy. And then next to his picture is his spreadsheet. And as he's talking through the points in the spreadsheet, I'm scrolling through the spreadsheet. And so I've kind of dabbled in with more of the visual side of things. And that's been fun. It's been neat. And it's been a lot of learning. You know, I could talk to you about audio stuff all day long. And so now I'm having to learn a lot of the Adobe Premiere, the video editing and stuff like that. Because I cut in an intro and so it's the constant learning, you know, as I go and I get to deliver content creation.
I think it's kind of interesting. Like you said, the constant learning for me, it's like the constant creation. I mean, like, I remember when I started my stream, like streaming off, it was like there was nothing on the screen but the game. And then you slowly add, you know, your camera, and then you slowly add an overlay, and then you have your alerts, and like just seeing how it evolves over time. Like looking back at my original streams compared to what it is now, it's kind of interesting to see like how things change, like how my theme, I guess, the theme of my stream has changed. Mm-hmm. And you know, like you said, you start off as a podcast, and then you start actually doing it live and actually having to perform while you're recording, and not only doing that, but also like helping control other people's aspects of other people's streams. It kind of makes everything pretty intense, but it's always kind of the fun, challenging part of it, I think, is, you know, doing something that you're not used to and actually succeeding at it, because a big part of this is failure too. I mean, I've gone weeks straight on streams where maybe one person has come in, and then you'll have like that one day where you've got like 15 20 people watching your stream for, you know, 3 hours straight, and it's just like, where was this a week ago? But So on the other side of that, what is there something about content creation that you just like, you either hate or you dislike, or something that just like bugs the crap out of you constantly?
Yeah, it's those moments where I just want to relax and I know I need to be working on something, you know. It's good. You know, I just want to pull up Fortnite and play, and it's like, I need to go edit a show. I need to go put together you know, the pre-show notes. I need to email some people. Just before you and I were talking, I was multitasking. I was playing Fortnite with my co-host on one show I do, and also talking to some people. I'm setting up some interviews with on one of my other shows, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's kind of a catch-22. I love it, but at the same time, there are definitely nights where it's like, I know I need to be being productive, and I'm finding very little motivation to do so.
Yeah, I feel like those nights are pretty, and they're far and few between, but when they hit, man, it's like a brick wall sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, it's going to stop me, like, in my tracks, or I'm going to just kind of get through it and, you know, understand why exactly I'm doing what I'm doing. So people that are actually getting into this for the first time, do you have, what are, especially like podcasting, what are some tips? Do you have any tips for people that are just wanting to jump into the podcast arena, or where, you know, where to start, where to look? You know, how do you get into it? What do you suggest?
So my suggestion, I kind of did things the hard way. I'm an impatient person, so I just went full bore. I didn't do months of research. I just got on and Googled Blizzard Games show looking for co-hosts. And I just so happened to find my friend Dusty, who I do Blizzard Umbrella with, and I went in from there. But having done things the hard way and done it trial by fire, my biggest suggestion is, and this is going to sound super cliche, but ignore the technological side of things. Ignore the hardware. You're going to see a lot of these guys who are writing these write-ups on how to get started, and they're going to be using anywhere from $300 to $15,000 setups, and that can be very deterring because you think you need the best to produce a quality show, and that's not necessarily true. I know a ton of shows that their audio quality or their video quality is less than par when considering the average that's out there currently, and that's okay. These shows are still very, very successful, be it on YouTube or a podcast, and it's more about the content of your content, rather, you know, versus the quality of the content. Now, don't get me wrong, the quality is important, but that definitely falls in line behind, you know, what the actual content is itself. And so, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I think you're right. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you have to remember always, like, no matter whether this is your first episode or, you know, 350th stream, like, you have to remember why you're doing this. And, you know, especially with a podcast, especially with what you do in this podcast, it's informational, it's, you know, educational, it helps people. And, you know, knowing and remembering why you're doing it, as opposed mm-hmm. to wanting to, you know, throw thousands of dollars into it just to say that you've got the, I mean, honestly, the technology is the easy part, in my opinion. Yep. You know, you put the technology
together.
It just
costs money.
Yeah, exactly. You put the technology together, it works. The hard part is talking, creating the content, making it something worthwhile, and getting it out there. That's where the interesting stuff comes in, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, from there, my suggestion, and I've actually kind of befriended three guys. Two of them are from Europe, and one of them is out on the West Coast, and they do a show with the three of them, and they've been great friends and great resources since we've kind of paired up with them and doing some various projects, and they did it opposite of me. They took their time. They did six trial episodes when they first started 3 to 4 years ago, and they recorded six episodes. Those episodes have never been uploaded anywhere. Nice. And they just kind of tried it out to see, you know, do we have the content? Can we have a successful conversation that people will want to listen to?
Right.
You know, and can we consistently create content? Because that's the other side of things. Some of these conversations people want to have, they're good conversations. But can you do that each and every week or every other week or every third week or whatever your upload schedule is? Can you continue to do that successfully? And so maybe, you know, my suggestion would be, if I had to do it all over again, I'd sit down and I'd start coming up with some topics and show ideas, you know, and I'd start talking to people and kind of getting a feel for what will be people's responses. How will they feel about these conversations? Is there an interest level there? And then, you know, maybe do some practice runs, find somebody who wants to do the project with you and kind of, you know, go about it and maybe record a couple of dry runs. You know, who knows? I mean, I started with my first episode and it sounds absolutely horrible, and that's fine. You know, but just be aware that your first couple episodes, you're probably not going to gain a lot of traction early on.
Yeah, it's the weight. It's definitely, you know, promotion, self-promotion, things like that are just as, you know, just as important. But, you know, making sure, again, like you stay true to what your, you know, what your original goal is, and, you know, keep pushing it. I think you're, you know, you're spot on with that. You've been doing this long enough that you know exactly what it takes. That's for sure.
Yeah. And my third piece of advice, I think, is the Holy Trinity is you got to just do it. You know, even if it's just doing dry runs or just getting, you know, doing a think tank session where you're putting things down on paper, do something. Don't just sit on your couch and have the idea floating around your head. Like, actually start putting thing, you know, pen to paper or audio to recording, whatever, and just start actually doing it. Because if you don't make that leap, it's never going to happen.
That is exactly right. It kind of reminds me, and this is a little off topic, but the saying from Grumpy Old Men, you can crap in one hand and dream in the other, and which one fills up faster? I mean, it's true, though. You know, like I said, this market is saturated. There are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people that are, you know, consider themselves content creators, but it's, you know, it's the person that has a goal and has an idea of something that they think they can contribute to this whole crazy mess. And, you know, if you actually get off your butt and go do it, you've got a better chance than if you just sit there thinking about it. That's for sure.
Right.
Do you have kind of one of my last questions for you, just to kind of wrap this up? Do you have any like mentors or people that you follow on a regular basis? And I don't mind, you know, plug away if you want, that you would suggest people to, you know, if they're wanting to get into podcasting, do you have any people that you would suggest to listen to just to kind of see what they do and how they do it?
Absolutely. God, the list is long, but, you know, not everybody is going to be listening, is going to be looking to do a Blizzard Games podcast or a WoW podcast, or, you know, everybody's going to be different. And my biggest thing for me is disregarding where your focus is going to be. There are still benefits from listening to various podcasters to get a sense of style or how people do things. And for me, it can be something as I love to listen to this guy because his post edits and the finished product is phenomenal. Or this guy, his organization of his topics and his questions he asks people are fantastic. Or this person's just super entertaining, right? And so there's one of the biggest ones is go listen to Joe Rogan. You know, that guy does a phenomenal job of not only asking the hard-hitting questions, but he has a conversation that's fun and it's light and very engaging to listen to him as he interacts with his guests on his show. You know, and if you can nail that tactic down, like, you're already doing really good.
Yeah, I think conversational podcasts are like the easiest ones to listen to. You know, like actually listening to people talk versus like talk to each other versus talking at each other, and it makes it so much better.
Right. It gives the show personality, you know, and that's, like you said, it's super entertaining to listen to. The other one, I actually, this is kind of a shout out and a plug, mentor wise for me, oddly enough, is actually the guy I started podcasting with. He was the guy looking for a co-host and came on. He's a voice actor by trade. His name is Dusty Porter. He's an entrepreneur beyond that. He, you know, he runs a wedding videography company. He does audio editing for people for money. You know, he'll pay him to edit their podcast, you know, whatever. He does photography. He does digital design. He has like three or four podcasts of his own.
Does he sleep?
He's a sponsor.
Is there any sleep, you know, in his
not
schedule?
Not much. He's got a 3-year-old, you know, kid at home and a wife, man. And he's super into, you know, his church, and he's in a band, so every Wednesday night he's up. I mean, the guy's always on the go. But he somehow found it in his time to, as I was kind of doing all this, it didn't matter what time of day or whatever, what question I had, the guy was always willing to help me out and talk to me about whether it be a technical question, a hardware question, you know, what are his methods for editing his podcast, or what are the softwares he's using? And the guy was always there for me. And he was always like, you know, every single time I upload an episode on a show that he's not on with me, if something went wrong or something, he noticed, like, my phone's blowing up and he's texting me like, hey dude, I noticed this and this and that. Here's some things you can do to that. And he was a huge help for me And his kind of bread and butter, and his is the one that I think everybody should listen to, is it's a podcast called YouTube Creators Content, or sorry, YouTube Creators Hub. And he basically interviews up and coming YouTube people, and it's a fantastic show.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to give it a listen to, because you know, anything that I can glean from that, whether it's helping me with a podcast or even a stream or anything, you know, related, is always a good thing. I mean, there's no, like, anything you do, really, there's no, like, end to learning. I think, like, if you can latch onto a few people, like you said, Dusty or even Joe Rogan, like, and not necessarily emulate what they do, but at least take the ideas and the you know, some of the tips and tricks that they have, mm-hmm. and kind of put them, you know, put your own spin on them, it's always going to make you better at what you do, whether it's podcasting, streaming, vlogging, whatever it might be. So, I agree. Well, Ryan, I appreciate, you know, you joining me for the very first episode here. It's been fun. You and I kind of talked off the air about what I was looking to do and where I want this to go. And I think, you know, for a first episode, this has been, you know, more than I can imagine. So I want to say thank you very much for joining in.
My pleasure.
To end it, where can people find you? You know, where can people find your podcast? You know, if they're looking for you, whether it's on, you know, console, PC, how do people find you?
No, you bet. And I'll leave a list with you so that you can include it in whatever respective show notes or whatever. But specifically, the two podcasts that I'm on, one is called Blizzard Umbrella. It's, a podcast that talks about all Blizzard's games and the news coming out from their production company, as well as the podcast that my one, it's called The Raiders Confessional, where we talk all things in-game, raiding, Mythic Plus dungeons, and World of Warcraft. So you can find both those on any podcatcher you choose. The only thing, we're still struggling to get on Spotify. They've got a weird system to get verified with them, but you can find us on iTunes, you know, SoundCloud, all that stuff. And I'll leave links with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can also find us on YouTube for the Raiders Confessional. Just type in the Raiders Confessional. You should pull us up. You can find us on Twitter for the Raiders Confessional, which is @_TRC podcast for Blizzard Umbrella. You can find us at Blizz Umbrella. You can also find me personally on Twitch and Twitter @McIrishGaming, same tag for both. I've got emails, accounts like that. But if you want to find a website, you kind of want to just see what we're all about, go to www.blizzardumbrella.com. I've created a little website for the Blizzard Umbrella podcast, and you can kind of see who we are, what we're all about. Now you can find us from there.
Very good. Very good. Well, again, I appreciate it. And we will look forward to seeing all of your content here in the future. I'm going to have to take a look more at it, because like I said, I've dabbled in WoW, but more than anything, I'm a huge fan of Blizzard games, so I'll definitely check them out.
Cool, man.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it, and good luck in all of your future endeavors.
Same to you.
Thank you. There you have it, our interview with Ryan McIrish. I hesitate to say this because I feel like I'd probably be not necessarily embarrassing him, but he's one of those guys that is passionate about what he does. He's passionate about the podcasting medium. And I think having him and learning from him a little bit, even, you know, working on this podcast was great. So I want to say thank you very much to him. Go check him out on his social media. Check out his podcast. You know, go give it a listen and see what you think. I want to say thank you again for tuning in. I also want to apologize for the quality. We're just getting this thing off the road. So if you ever have any questions, or you have any tips or anything like that, we would love to take them. We will be improving the quality of the podcast over time. But, you know, so just stick with us. Let us know what you think. You can always leave us a review on SoundCloud. Leave us a review on iTunes. You can find the podcast Twitter. It's @content4creator. There's no S at the end of it, because apparently that was already taken or it's too long. You can also find the podcast in the home @nerdsguild.com. Again, you can find me on Twitter @Tiberius. And you can always leave comments, always let us know, always let us know what you think. So again, thank you very much for joining us on episode 1, and we hope to see you next week.